to everyone I knew was coming. But I couldn't get everyone, and so a few came.
Who came?
Oh, just those who were here this evening.
That's odd.
And one other. I don't know who he was, but you ought to know.
Yes, I think I know. And what did you tell them?
I invented an aunt who was ill in the country and had sent for you.
But how did the aunt come to live in Essex?
Julia compelled me to make her live somewhere.
I see. Well, I shall have to tell Julia the truth. I shall always tell the truth now. We've wasted such a lot of time in lying.
I don't quite know what you mean.
Oh, Edward, the point is that since I've been away, I see that I've taken you much too seriously. And now I can see how absurd you are.
That's a very serious conclusion to have arrived at in, how many, 32 hours?
Yes, a very important discovery. Finding that you've spent 5 years of your life with a man who has no sense of humour. And that the effect upon me was that I lost all sense of humour myself. That's what came of always giving in to you.
No, I was unaware that you'd always given in to me. I thought it was I who had given in to you.
You mean leaving all the practical decisions that you should have made yourself, and you said, I don't mind. You were so considerate, people said, and you thought you were unselfish. It was only passivity. You only wanted to be bolstered, encouraged to think well of yourself. You know it was I who made you work at the bar.
You nagged me because I didn't get enough work and said I ought to meet more people. But when the briefs began to come in, you suddenly found it inconvenient that I should always be too busy or too tired to be of use to you socially.
I never complained.
No, and it was perfectly infuriating the way you didn't complain.
It was you who complained of seeing nobody but solicitors and clients.
And you were never very sympathetic.
Well, I tried to do something about it. But everything I tried only made matters worse. And the moment you were offered something you wanted something else. I shall treat you very differently in future.
Oh, thank you for the warning. But tell me, since this is how you see me, why did you come back?
Frankly, I don't know. And why did you want me?
I don't know either. Well, you say you were trying to encourage me. Then why did you always make me feel insignificant? I may not have known what life I wanted, but it wasn't the life you chose for me. You wish to be a hostess for whom my career would be a support. Well, I tried to be accommodating. But in future, I shall behave, I assure you, very differently.
Bravo, Edward! This is surprising. Now, who could have taught you to answer back like
I've
that?
Had quite enough humiliation lately to bring me to the point at which humiliation ceases to humiliate. You get to the point at which you cease to feel, and then you speak your mind.
That will be a novelty. Find that you have a mind to speak. Anyway, I'm prepared to take you as you are.
You mean you're prepared to take me as I was, or as you think I am? But what do you think I am?
Oh, what you always were. As for me, I'm rather a different person whom you must get to know.
Oh, this is very interesting. But you seem to assume that you've done all the changing, though I haven't yet found it to change for the better. But doesn't it occur to you that possibly I may have changed too?
In what way?
The change that comes from seeing oneself through the eyes of other people.
That must have been very shattering for you. But never mind, you'll soon get over it and find yourself another little part to play with another face to take people in.
One of the most infuriating things about you has always been your perfect assurance that you understood me better than I understood myself.
And the most infuriating thing about you has always been your tacit assumption that I wasn't worth the trouble of understanding.
So here we are again, back in the trap with only one difference. Perhaps we can fight each other instead of each taking his corner of the cage.
Oh, Edward, I should like to be good to you. Or, if that's impossible, at least be horrid to you. Anything but nothing, which is all you seem to want of me. But I'm sorry for you.
Don't say you're sorry for me. I've had enough of people being sorry for me.
Yes, because they can never be so sorry for you as you are for yourself. And that's hard to bear. I thought that there might be some way out for you if I went away. I thought that if I died to you, I who had been only a ghost to you, you might be able to find the road back to a time when you were real.
What is hell? Hell is oneself. Hell is alone. The other figures in it, merely projections. There is nothing to escape from and nothing to escape to. One is always alone.
Edward, what are you talking about? Could you bear for a moment to think about me?
It was